On the line now, I have our arts correspondent, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
How are you, John? How's it going? At least it's not raining yet. I'm in the city centre with Margaret Egan, the wonderful Margaret Egan's art exhibition in the Solomon Gallery. She's born in New Ross, County Wexford, and she started out initially as a draughtswoman before studying under a renowned Breton sculptor, Jan Renard Goulet. And her pictures are absolutely beautiful. They're acrylic on linen, which is a little bit different. And she also has done a portrait of the renowned theatre director, Gary Hines. Did you ever know Gary Hines at all? And the Druid Theatre in Galway.
No, I don't. No? Can't say I do. No.
Oh, the Druid has to be visited. Yeah, you'll have to visit the Druid one of these days.
Yes, I've heard of it all right, but never visited.
All right, well, you know, you should look into that. Also, she was commissioned to paint a large painting in the Bury Recital Room of the National Concert Hall, and she's a piece of work in the Irish Embassy in London. This lady has lots of accolades to her name, and rightly so. She's absolutely beautiful. And she brings together a collection of her distinctive and figurative works. They're atmospheric, some are landscapes, some are waterscapes, and also individuals. They are bold and energetic, but they're really full of feeling. If you can, there's an atmosphere around them, you know, is the best way I can describe them. The brushstrokes, they're loose, but they gradate up from, you know, like there's one with a couple of ladies, and so graded up, and this is part of her technique. And she describes this exhibition as a documentary of life during the pandemic. And her work is described as the importance of nature, our wonderful landscapes, seascapes, and what joy, breath, comfort, and hope it brings to us all. I am looking at The Wild Atlantic Way, and it sold 10,000. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's just a thrashing against the water, against the cliffs, and it's just a powerful. It has very atmospheric, but it also has its own power with it, you know. I particularly like the seascapes and the landscapes, and they're just full of energy, you know. And here's another one, the Glen of the Downs in Wicklow, and it's just like greens and yellows and reds, but she blends them with her large brush strokes, a few trees, and it's like going through the glen. And in some ways you could think you're with the airy fairies, because there's a little man down at the end of it, you know. And of course the Glen of the Downs would be known for fairies, wouldn't it? No? You're laughing at me now. Okay, and there's a beautiful portrait, An Echo of the Heart, and there's a lady just sitting, and then the stairway going up behind her, and everything like that. And Powers Court, Wicklow. So that area has really influenced Margaret in a big way. And I can understand why. I mean, you and me would be influenced by Wicklow as well. And she hasn't done too badly on the sales, to say the least. I'm telling you, this lady is selling, no problem.
Yeah, she's very successful, isn't she?
She's very successful, yeah. And the beauty the world can't touch, three women in a landscape. And then this one, this huge, huge, huge one, is called A Walk to Adventure, Chaos and Hope. Well, is life like that, I wonder? Chaos, beauty and hope. And again, it's a broad, I'd say when she started this off, the broad strokes and the vibrancies of the reds and yellows into the greens and into the lightness of the sky coming out through that. There you go. did you get a feeling for it yet?
I did, yes, lovely, yeah. And I was looking at it online, some of Margaret's paintings, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, what do you think?
So they're fantastic, brilliant. Some of them are a bit dark.
There is darkness, but there's also light.
Yeah. And that this
she just doesn't do dark paintings. You'll find light coming through behind it.
Ah, yeah, yeah, I'm looking at that. And this exhibition is going on for the month of October, I believe.
It is, yeah. So come on down and have a look, folks, and go and have your lunch afterwards, or a cup of coffee, or a pint.
Okay.
Anything you want.
Right, well, the latter would be my...
Yeah, well, that's okay. Sure, I'll have to bring you around the gallery sometime, John. We'll do a gallery trip, you and me, okay?
A gallery crawl.
I'll bring you to all the galleries I'm talking about, or I'm reviewing from, you know.
Okay.
And we can have a cup of tea.
A cup of tea, yeah.
I will have a cup of tea, won't we?
A cup of tea.
Well, look, I love you and leave you, and that's
okay.
That's Margaret Egan, and she's absolutely fabulous. And please come and have a look. It doesn't cost anything just to come and have a look.
Yeah.
Educate yourselves, folks.
Yes, and it's the Rhythm of Our World 2021, and it's on for the whole month of October.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara, listen, thanks very much for that, and we'll be talking again same time next week.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay, see you then,
folks.
Bye.
Bye.